This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In West Bengal, three persons were killed and the 18 police personnel and have been injured in the waqf-related violence in some areas of Murshidabad district. Violence and arson erupted on Friday at Suti, Samshirganj, Jalangi, Lalgola and Dhulian of Murshidabad district against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A large number of people resorted to the hooliganism while protesting against the act. Meanwhile, a special bench of Calcutta High Court has ordered deployment of central forces in Murshidabad district to maintain the law and order. The High Court also directed the state and the central government to submit the separate reports to the court by 17th April. The West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has urged people to stay calm and not to indulge in rioting the name of the religion. The BJP has hit out at the TMC-led West Bengal government over the incidents of violence in Murshidabad district. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad, Union Home Minister, Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with the Chief Secretary and the DGP of West Bengal. The DGP briefed the situation was tense but under control and being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of BSF posted locally. The Supreme Court has ruled that the President must decide on the state bills reserved by the governors for presidential assent within 3 months. The Apex Court set aside Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi's decision to withhold the assent to 10 pending bills and in the process ruled that the President should not take more than 3 months in arriving at a decision on the bills referred by the governors. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Vaisakhi, Vishu, Bohag Bihu, Poila Bosak, Mishadi, Vishakhadi and Puthandu Pirappu. In a message, President wished that these vibrant festivals inspire people to work with commitment and dedication towards the development of the nation. The Union Minister, Home Minister Amit Shah has affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra government are committed to developing Raigad Fort, a historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage and offering the floral tributes to the occasion of 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigad Fort in Maharashtra. Mr. Shah stated that the Union Government is faithfully following Shivaji Maharaj's vision and working tirelessly to establish India as a beacon of hope for the entire world. Africa-India Key Maritime Engagement, a multilateral exercise, will begin today in Tanzania. The six-day exercise will conclude on the 18th of this month. It aims to develop the collaborative solutions to the common regional maritime challenges. And the Indian Navy naval ships INS Chennai, INS Kesari and INS Sunaina will take part in this exercise. In the Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Earlier in another match, Lucknow Super Giants delivered a strong performance to defeat Gujarat Titans by 6 wickets in Lucknow. Today, Rajasthan Royals will host Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur from 3:30 p.m. While the second clash of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Mumbai Indians at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi and the match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Mohun Bagan Super Giant won the Indian Super League ISL 2024-25 Cup following a 2-1 victory after extra time against Bengaluru Football Club in Kolkata last night. In archery, the Indian pair of Jyoti Surekha Venam and Rishabh Yadav clinched a compound mixed team gold at Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Arbordale, Central Florida last night. The duo defeating the Thapai opponents Hwang Ai Jo and Chen Chin Lun by 153-151 in a tough final. India is now in the third seed China in the gold medal clash today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.